שתמציא לא אמר, לדבר רב מאיר, גגן רשוס לעצמון. חצי, גגן רשוס לעצמון. If you מדייק בדבר רב מאיר, what do we say in מאיר so far? If gagos, all gagos are one רשוס. So, not only gagos are one רשוס, but חצריס רשוס לעצמון, all חצריס are one רשוס, and קרפיפויס רשוס לעצמון. You glide carry from one to another. Right? So this is simple, like we just said, that the mayor, each min, each type is his own shus, and you can carry from mine to yours. My gag to your gag, my calf to your calf. The different chachomim gagin v'chatzeiro is shus achas, karfiv is shus achasim. Like we just said, even though the chachom hold my gag to your gag, since the shinir shus is a problem, they were the most machmir. But still, when everything is mine, where there's no shinui rishus, and there's no shinui tashmish, like a gag to a chotzer, which are both used for similar tashmishin, it's one rishus. The dibur chacham gag and vachatzeru is rishus achas, but karfivus, which is a different ishtam rishus, rishus achasin. The dibur pshimin kulon rishus achasin. According to pshimin, everything is one rishus. Tani kavas the rav. We're going to bring a raya to Rav, to Halacha of Rav, which we mentioned yesterday. And Rav said, if you have a roof with Yosef, no, I'm sorry, to the other Halacha of Rav. And Rav said, if you have roofs next to each other, that we don't say, good asik mechitzte, on mechitzte and yikoros, and it will be also to carry from one to another. And so too, since it's also to carry from one to another, like the Chacham, Rav was machadish that will be also to carry even in one gag itself, because it's part of Mokmosim. And Tani calls it Rabbi Yehuda to another halacha we just mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda. These are two different halachas. This is the halacha of Rav and Rabbi Yehuda, it's not machalikas. It's very interesting, the more puts it together. Tani goes to Rav and Rabbi Yehuda. It's two totally different halachas. Tani calls it Rav, call gag we say here, all roofs of the city, Rishus Achazin. Rishus Achazin. V'asa lahalois. Now, who holds like this? All gaga is one rishus. Obviously, Reb Meir. V'asul ha'alos la'ered min ha'gagin l'chotzer. U'min ha'chotzer l'gagin. But it will be usher to take from the gag to the chotzer, from the chotzer to the gag. That we just explained, that Reb Meir holds all gagin are the same. So Reb Meir himself was not more machmer than the chum, he's more mekel machmer. So he should hold gag to chotzer would also be mutter. So why all of a sudden? Obviously, this is Reb Meir, because he said kol gag is here, one rishus. So why would he hold it as usher to take from a gag to a chotzer? Like we explained, because that gets back to Reb Meir's gzeira of one rishus being higher than the other rishus. The osla halos loyed min a gag lechotzer min a chotzer legag. That's the second halacha, and the third halacha is kelim sheshavsu b'chotzer. Mutl talatlam chotzer, begagin, mutl talatlam begagin. Anything in one chotzer may be brought to another chotzer, from one gag to another gag. Ubevachlay gag, gavoya yud inamuch yud. As long as one gag is not higher than the other gag, you'd fach him that there shouldn't be Rameir's gzeir, the Rameir. Chomim kol echad vechad shus laatzme. No, each one is a separate shus. Ve'ein metalatlam boy elo bedalid. But you may only carry on it Dalet Amis. Now why would you only be able to carry Dalet Amis if each gag at least Kishala Atzmo like the Chachom is definitely its own Rishus? So what would be the problem to carry more than Dalet Amis? Obviously, because one gag is next to the other gag, and we don't say Kurasik Mechitz Tam Mechitz Shein Yikaris, Mela you end up with Parot Namakoyim Hazo. Tanya comes to Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi. Kishayinu loyim n'tayra eitzal Reb Shimon. B'takua. When we learn Torah by Reb Shimon n'takua, hayinu mailan shemen valuntis, we would bring oil and towels, which means all tzarchei rechitze, ikra din, it's more to be reichetz b'shabis in tzaynon, even though and Allah has brought that we're not going to do that. But Mi Kadinu will be motivated to wash his goof in, Sayyidun. So, they used to bring the shemen and the aluntis from the house until the mikveh. Now, obviously, if it would be in the house, Meir of Shabbos, it would be awesome to carry it, even if they would have their own personal chatzar, and they could get it out into the chatzar. But Kelim Shoshovsu would be bias, is also to carry to a different chatzar, to a different gag, a different karfif. So we're talking about that they kept it outside the house, they kept it in the chatzar before Shabbos came in. There was no Erev, at least to connect the entire city, there was no Erev. And they would carry a Yumailin, Migag, 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 Lechotzer, Mechotzer, Lechotzer, Mechotzer, Lekarf, Mekarf, Lekarfif, Ach. Ad, Sheinu Magin, Etzel Amayin, until they got to the Mayan, Sheinu Roich Tzimba. Meaning they carried it through the whole city. Obviously, they would stayed away from the Shasar Abim, and they would carry from one roof to a Chotzer, to a Karfif, from one place to another place. So we see clearly that they were Noyag like a Pshimin, that you can carry from one place to another place, all over the whole city. Because Kulon Rishus Achazin. Om Rav Yehuda, Maizu B'Shah Sakon, it was a story B'Shah Sakon, in Maizu Sevetayra. Same story with Sevetayra. Mechotz L'Gag, M'Gag, 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 Mechotz L'Gag, Mechotz L'Gag, Karfif Likris, but B'Shah Sakon, they had to sneak a Sevetayra. Although they weren't M'Chuyiv to Maizu Nefesh to read from Sevetayra, look upon him. Shas Hakarna, they snuck the Sefer from place to place to be able to learn. I'm learning Shas Hakarna right. You can't bring a rabbi from Shas Hakarna that although they weren't mechuyev to Moshe Nefesh to bring the Sefer Torah, so you couldn't be really matter in Isser. The Kapanim, the Rabbanim were Mekel and Isser the Rabbanim, since there was a tremendous Shas Hakarna. So you can't bring a rabbi that will be mutter to carry all over from place to place. Talk to Gemara, Reb Shimon Haim. Now we go into Reb Shimon's Shita, which holds that it is mutter to carry Kelim Shopsu in one Rishus to another Rishus as long as you're not taken out of the house. And the Gemara's Mechadish, a very interesting idea, which will be the rest of the blot, which is as follows. Reb Shimon says it's mutter to carry from Kelim Shopsu, the Chatzar, from one Chatzar, another Chatzar, Gag, Karfer, as long as you don't take out Kelim from the bias to the other Rishuyos. Now, there's a very interesting gzeir that it's possible to be gozer. If you have, again, a person, a marshal, let's say the whole neighborhood has air fatzeres, a person wants to take a walk, wants to eat the Shabbos Sukkah by somebody else's house. So, he leaves his stroller in the backyard, Kelim Shabbos, Shabbos morning, goes to the Suda, he takes his baby, puts him in the carriage, and walks a few blocks in the Chatzah. In the Erev Chatzeres. No problem. He gets to the house, obviously. We'll have to...
Wait, we're in the Erev Chatzeres?
I'm sorry. I don't know Erev Chatzeres. What I meant to say was Mechitzes. I had to Mishus HaYachid. If he has Mechitzes, it's Mishus HaYachid. Without an Erev Chatzeres, we'll be able to carry through from one place to another. Obviously, when he gets to the place he wants to eat the Suda by, he'll have to leave the carriage outside. Because you know, like in the Talmud, from the Suda by. Same thing, this kid's playing with toys outside. So, before Shabbos, he puts it outside in the backyard, starts out to come Shabbos B'chatzah, no problem, carry wherever he wants. Get out of there. Kelim Shabbos B'bayis, obviously, will be a problem to take out into the Chatzah. So now, this is all where he doesn't have an Erev. How about when he himself has an Erev Chatzeres to his backyard? Him and his neighbor live in the same Chatzah, and they make an Erev Chatzeres. So now, no problem, anything in the house, you can now take out and bring it to the Chatzah. Gevaldik. In the house, the Chatzah, back, forth, no problem. But he didn't make an Erev Chatzeres from his Chatzah to another Chatzah, from his Chatzah to a Karfif. So now, what's going to happen? Comes Shabbos in the morning, he wants to go to his friend's house to eat. So he's going to say, okay, let's take the carriage. Right? Last week we didn't make an Erev Chatzeres. We took the carriage, right? From our Chatzah to different Chatzah. So let's do it again. So he's going to start taking the carriage and he said, just a second. this carriage was inside the house before. We brought it out on Shabbos with an Eir. Could we take it? Can't we take it? Just a second. There are other kelim I see here in the chatzah we can't take. This we could take. And we'll end up mixing up between kelim that started out in the house and kelim didn't start in the house. Meaning, in a case that you don't have an Eir of chatzeres, there are absolutely no clay bais in the chatzah. So he's very clear. All kelim found in the chatzah could be brought to a different chatzah. Masha'in came where you do have an Eir of chatzeres to carry from the bais to the chatzah. Now in this chatzah are mixed up kelim that were shavis in the bais, which you were able to get out into the chatzah, and kelim that were shavis in the chatzah, and it'll be nichshel and carry kelim that were actually shavis in the bais to a different chatzah. Yeah, he has hanging on the stroller keli that was shavis in the bais, which will be also take to a different chatzah. So Mamela, there was a reason to be goyzer that dafke in a place where you do have an erev to the chatzah from the house to the chatzah, there will be a reason to aser to make a gzera to pshimin and aser to carry from one chatzah to another chatzah. So the Gemara, Amr Rav Aloch Kerab Shimin, who shall I hear who? Dafke by lo hear who is a mutter to bring from one chatzah to different chatzah. Why? Because we're guys there, maybe you'll end up carrying kelim from bayis to the chatzer, which obviously is mutter. The problem is the next step. And now we'll take the kelim from the which he brought into the chatzer and bring it to a different chatzer. Shmuel Amar ben Yirvu ben Shlayirvu, that there is no such gzeir, so the pshim will be matir, say if they warm arms, say if they warm arms. Chenam Rabbi Yechanan. Who told you there's a difference? Sayervu, Sayervu, we mutter to carry from one to another. That said, there's no gzeiro. What's going to be here? You're going to say two kelim, one chotzer. This kelim is also to take from chotzer to chotzer. This kelim is mutter to take chotzer to chotzer. Doesn't make any sense. Meaning, if Chizu was saying very strongly that of course Misvara, there has to be such a gzeir. So Gemara says, "Goin shayimfa." Reb Shimon l'tamed legozer. Of course, it makes a lot of sense to be gozer, but we know Reb Shimon wasn't gozer. What? How do we know what Reb Shimon holds? Like, I've got this issue. So Gemara is going to shtal tzu machlokes we had a few times in Erevin, which is very similar concept. We had halacha if you have three chatzeres, zu etzel zu, with each one having a door in between, right? You have chatzer aleph, chatzer beis, chatzer gimel. Each one has a door in between. We know the halacha is door in between a chatzer. You may be ma'arif from one to another. So we say as follows: what happens if they're all ma'arif together? Gevaldik. One big chatzer, everybody can carry to each other. How about if Ruvain is ma'arif with Shimon? And Shimon makes a separate area with Levi. So, besides what we have here is, we have a joint of Reuven and Shimon, a separate joint of Shimon and Levi. So, l'chayr, what you should have to do is, you should be allowed to carry from Reuven to Shimon, Shimon back to Reuven, and separately from Shimon to Levi, Levi back to Shimon. But Reuven to Levi would remain us. So we learned, the Chum say nothing doing. Everything is Aser. Why? Because we're scared that what will end up happening is in Shimon's Chatzar you have Kelim of Reuven, you have Kelim of Levi. So you're going to end up taking play Reuven to Levi. Right? Because Shimon himself can carry both to Reuven and to Levi. So he'll end up carrying from Reuven's house to Shimon's and then from Shimon's to Levi. Since in Shimon's Rishus there's a mixture of Reuven's kelim and Levi's kelim, so a skid will go from Reuven to Levi. Mashiach Reb Shimon said, no problem. You can carry from Reuven to Shimon and back, and from Shimon to Levi and back. So we see clearly, the Chacham are goyzer to carry where there are two kelim, which are usher, mixed up. Mashiach Reb Shimon is not goyzer, although you have kelim in Chatzar Shimon, which are from Reuven, which would be also transferred for Levi, Still, he says you may carry from Shimon to Levi. So to here, if Shimon would hold, although you have Kalim that you brought out from the Bais to the Chatzah, so in this Chatzah now, you have Kalim that are offered transfer from Chatzah to Chatzah. Still, the Kalim Sheshavs of a Chatzah will be Mutter, you want to make a Gzeir. Right? So although Chizah said, L'chayr Misvara, of course you should be Gzeir, but we're backed up. Shmuel and Bechim will tell you, don't worry about it. Shimon himself is not Gzeir, this Gzeir. Good?
Zero.
You mean? Gzeir, Chatzer is Gzeir.
We never come to a derash. Okay. So that's the first Gzeira. And the second Gzeira is the new Gzeira.
Zog the Gemara. The Tana, Shimon, the Tame, Loy God, Tana, number of Shimon, Lamada, or Doime, the Shloish, the Chatzer, the Psychosol, Shimon, Lamada, or Doime, is not talking about our case. He was talking about a story of a person outside his tchum, which has overlapping four amps. You have three people, two people have their four amps right next to each other, one person is overlapping. So Shimon said that each outside, Reuven and Shimon could eat with each other in two amps. Shimon and Levi could eat with each other in two amps. But Reuven can't pass to Levi. Right? So on that, the Mishnah said, it's similar to the three chatzeres. Mother Adoyme, the Shloish Chatzeres, Shloish Chatzeres, the Psuzo Zoo. Three chatzeres next to each other. Reuven was married with Shimon, and Levi was married with Shimon. He muteres imoim. Shimon is muter with each one of them. He muteres imo. There, muter with Shimon, who basically tzaynis, which is Reuven and Levi. Asurin zom zup. Veloi gozar del maras lafuke mani daachat lachatzer. And he wasn't goyzer. Then maybe he'll carry from Reuven to Levi. Achinam like Azrinon. So to hear. By the chatzer that was ma'ar with the bias, we're not goyzer the maslav who came on the bottom the chatzer. We're not goyzer. Maybe you'll carry, since you have in this chatzer clay ha chatzer that clay ha bias that are now in the chatzer. You're not goyzer. Still, you're not goyzer, and you allow him to carry out clay chatzer zeh the chatzer. Mazur of sheish. Now we're going to try to bring rais to this issue. Mazur of sheish. Is Rishim noyim rechad gagiz v'chad. Yeah, just to. To be misakim, what we have here is there's a new issue. We said, let Shimon, all chateres, gagis, kafifos, things that were shavis in them are mutter to take from one to another, to be transferred. But obviously, clay bias, why would you need ever an of chateres? For clay bias. Clay bias will be also to carry out into the chater, or even if it's your own chater, and you could take it out, it will be also to carry into a karfif, into a different rishus, into a different chater. So the issue is, although Reb Shimon is so makel and is matir to carry from one chatzah to a karfif, where you make an eriv and you are allowed to carry from your house to the chatzah, there will be more reason to be geyser now. You cannot carry from one chatzah to another chatzah. The reason being, because since you made an eriv, you're allowed to carry from a bayis to a chatzah. We would say now in this chatzah you have Kalim that are usher to carry from this chatzer to different chatzer, meaning the clay habayis. So Mamela we would be geyser and answer to carry other clay chatzer to a different chatzer. Mazur Rav Sheishe, Rav Shimon Oimer, Echad Gag Vechatzer, Tzirachat Kfifa, Yisru Zachasein, Kalim Shavs B'teichon, all these Kalim that were shavis in a Gag Chatzer, carry from one to transfer one to another, V'loyle Kalim Shavs B'teich habayis, but not like I became Shazar Bayez, Kam Shazar Bayez will be separate shriyas. He armed Bishlam, the Revuif is talking about they made an Erev, Hain the Mishkach Islam, and the Batam Chotzer. That's how you end up having clay, a Bayez, and the Chotzer, the Hain. The Mishnah said, like Reb Shimon, everything is one Rishos for Kalim that were Shavis in it. But for clay, a Bayez, it's separate shriyas. Meaning, Kalim that was in the Bayez will be also to carry to the other Chotzer, Karafif, and God. Right? Now, Frag the Gemara, how are there clay habayis that you have an issue about? Right? It's mashma, the mashma vur that a keli of a bayis that's in the chatzar, you would not be able to carry it to another chatzar. How in the world do you have kelim in the chatzar if there's no erev? How do you have clay abatim in the chotzer that you have to tell us that you can't carry from one to another? Zogti Gemara, very simple. We're talking about begod, which means that you can't take out the bias of the chotzer. There's no air of here. But we're talking about you were wearing the clothes. The clothes started out with Chil Shabbos in the house. It was raining. You put on your raincoat in the house. And obviously, it would be mutter to carry it out while you're wearing it. Now you took it off in the chotzer. It would be also to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. We had a halacha. If there are people living in the chotzer on the first floor, then on top of that, there are people living on a mepeset, which means on a second floor, and there's a bunch of doors going to the landing on top. So you have, in other words, what looks like two chatzers, the bottom chatzer and now the top chatzer. So if there's steps in between, they can marav together. But how about anshei chatzer and anshei mepeset shaku v'lo yirvu? They didn't make air between them. Kol shekavo yud tfachim in mepeset. Pachas in kama chatzer. So we said there are two separate chatzers, which are also to carry one to another. Leita chachamim. Or the mayor comes of Bshim Kedush of Zabayis. Now, if you have another object, let's say a pillar, if it's 10 tefachim high, so it's more readily used by the mepeset, we say the mepeset shaylet, and the mepeset can use it not the chatzah. If it's lower down, we say that it's shaykh to the chatzah. Zogt the Gemara. Kol shekavoy yud tefachim mepeset, pachas mikan lechatzah. Bet var murim. That you have the mepeset, many people living on the mepeset, and they made the eruv between themselves, and in the chatzah below, there was an eruv in between themselves. And there's no eruv between them, so you have these halachas. Or, both upstairs and downstairs was a yachid. That between themselves they don't need an air. So each one b'mkayma is mutter. But if
the
priest shall revel
in the bottom, is that?
If they would have to use a regal in the bottom, you would have a problem with pneumonia if it's in. Right? So the we can't be talking about a case that the aser on each other. But if they have a case that they did not make an eruv in the chatzer itself or the mepeset itself, then they, even though the two different chatzers, they're all one rishus. Zog the Gemara, time with the lawyer. Dafka, when they didn't make an Erev, but if they would make an Erev by themselves, then you end up with a problem. Well, so the Gemara said that it would be possible, it's mavur here, to carry from Gag Chotzer Chzad Mepeset. Obviously, it's Reb Shimon who's matter to carry from one to another, and it's mavur, it's dafka, because they weren't ma'ariv. So it's meduyik, so they would be ma'ariv, you have a problem, which is l'chayrim mafurish like Rav. Zogti Gemara, no. Hamoni chachomni, rabbonani, they can have the loiktoni karfeif umavu. What does it say here? It says that a gag and a chotzer, a chzadr and mirpeset is one rishus. If it will be a b'shimin, it should mention that a karfif was also part of this rishus. Elomai, it's not going in a b'shimin, but rather in the chachamim. Because the chachamim, we said before, hold a gag and a karfif have different tashmish, mele it's not one rishus. Oh, and mele, what are the, again, I'm sorry. Again, we have here a braisa that it says that the gag, the mipesa to the chotzer, would be also the carry. And it says that's dafke if each one separately has an erev. So the mepeset has their own erev, and the chotzer has their own erev, then it is also to carry from one to another. But if there's no erev by the mepeset itself, and no erev by the chotzer itself, it would be mutter to carry from one to another. Why? Because gag, chotzer, one rishus. Now, that's mamish that Allah is looking for. You have a clear case that we say that if you wouldn't make an erev, it would be mutter to carry from one to another, one rishus to another. And because there's an erev in the chotzer itself and the pesach itself, now it becomes aser to carry from one to another. How in the world would that be? Why would it become more aser? Obviously, because now that the chotzer made an erev between themselves, you have clay bias in the chotzer, and now it becomes aser to carry from the chotzer to the mepeset, which is clearly Rav's gzeir. So the Gemara, no, it's not Rav's gzeir. It's not going Reb Shimon. In Reb Shimon was the machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Do you make such a gzeir or not? Why? Isn't it a shtark svar to make such a gzeir? Didn't we say before it's very mistavet? So we said Reb Shimon l'shitasa, because Reb Shimon holds three chatzeres next to each other. Although Shimon has kalim from both chatzeres, still Reb Shimon is not geizer. So when do we say there's no gzeir? Shmuel said there's no gzeir was in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is not geizer. This obviously is going like the Rabbanon, not like Reb Shimon. And the Rabbanon hold that when you have three chatzeres next to each other, you may not carry from Shimon to Reuven. You may not carry from Shimon to Levi. All become us. So too over here, this member was Shitas Rabbanon. They hold if you make an Erev in the chatzer itself, and now you have clay abayis in the chatzer, who would now be also to carry from chatzer to mirpeses. Yeah? The whole heter to carry from one rishus to another rishus, although you made an erev and we're not geizer, is only Reb Shimon. But the Rabbanon, just like the aser from one chatzah to another chatzah, when you have three chatzahs, so too they would aser over here. Now, it's just one major problem. We're saying that without an erev, we mutter to carry from mepeset to a chatzah. That's Reb Shimon. That's mutter to carry from all rishus to each other. How would that be like the chachamim? Teretz is like we mentioned in the beginning, that the Chacham themselves are masking from a gag to a chotzer, which is the same tashmish, would be mutter to carry. It's only where it's a change of tashmish, like from gag to karfeith, or change of bailus from gag to different gag. But from gag to a chotzer would be mutter to carry. So the Gemara's medayik that it says over here, gag achsadro mirpeset chotzer, it doesn't mention karfif. So it's obviously Shitas Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon themselves, of course, will hold of the gzeira that the bakim she'irvu migag lechotzer would then be aser mishumani the batim to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. Dr. Gemara, Toshma, Chomish chotzeres, psuchus vozu, if you have five chotzeres, open to each other, psuchus lamavui. And they all forgot to make an erev with each other. It's also to carry from the chotzer to the mavi. When a mavi the chotzer, the kelim sheshavsu bechotzer, but kelim that worship is in the chotzer, mutl taltal on bichot. It's mutter to carry them in the chotzer itself, which should be obvious that kelim sheshavsu bechotzer is mutter to carry in the chotzer. Ubimavui also in the mavi itself, it's also, which is mashma, that in the mavi itself it will be awesome. Gemara is going to explain what this means. Reb Shimon mati. Why? Reb Shimon Omer calls manchin shal rabim b'shak kolayirvu. Any time belongs to a rabim and there's no erev. Gag chotzer sadim pesach v'karef mavi kolim shuzarazim. Reb Shimon says, although you don't have an Erev, any keli that was shaved outside the house would be mutter to carry from Gag from Chatzah to Mavui back forth all over. Why? Because he said, because Reb Shimon said they're all one reshus, and it clearly mentions here that Kol Zman Shein Shel Rav Mishakul Velo Yirvu, without an Erev would be mutter to carry from one to another. So it's very meduyik to in Reb Shimon. He's saying clearly, time with Lo'ir, it's only mutter to transfer from one to another because there was no Erev. Ha'Erev will Lo'ir, but if there were Erev, it would be awesome. So, again, if there would be an Erev from the house to the Chatzar, so now you have Kleach Bayis, Drengzich in the Chatzar. Now Reb Shimon would ask her to carry from the Chatzar to the Mav, which is the Xayir that we're discussing. Again? That's the whole issue here. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, that even though Reb Shimon holds you may carry from Chatzar to a different Chatzar to a Mavui, that's only when there's no Erev because there are no Kalim from the house Drengs in the Chatzar. But where you have an Erev from the Bayis and the Chatzar, you have Kalim from the house Drengs in the Chatzar, there you'll be Goizav, you might pick up the wrong Kali, the Kalei Bayis, to bring to the other Chatzar, Mele, even the Kalim Shashavs with this Chatzar will be also to carry from another Chatzar. So you see clear, remember for Reb Shimon, which is matter from Gag to Chatzar Karfif, and still he says it's only where there is no air from the Bayis to the Chatzar, which is clearly Rav's Gzer. So like the Gemara Maile Yervu, Lo Yervu Chatzars, Bali Adodi, no. He didn't mean that there's no air from the Bayis to the Chatzar and still won't matter. Because Dafka, because there's no air. What he rather meant to say is that although there's no air from Chatzar to Chatzar, still it will be mutter to carry in that case from one chatzar to another chatzar. So the Gemara, how chatzar about the mirv? So what are you saying? That when he said there's no erev, it meant there's no erev from one chatzar to another chatzar and still it's mutter. Only via there's no erev. But maybe there is an erev from the bayis to the chatzar. That could be. Right? We're trying to be matke that Shem could be talking about us. Could be talking about a case that there was an erev from the bayis to the chatzar. Talk to Gemara, how lo yervu time? It says lo yervu. Smashma, there wasn't any Erev. So the more my Erev than the Shtatfu. We're actually not referring to Erev, we're turning to a sheet of my voice. We're saying, okay, so there's no sheet of my voice, still we wanted to carry from the Chatzar to the Mavui, but we're not referring to if there's an Erev itself. Maybe there actually is an Erev from the Bayis to the Chatzar and still it would be Mas. To carry from the Chatzar to the Mavui. Iba Yisema. Maybe in a Chanami when it says lo yirvu, it's taka dafka lo yirvu. What does that mean? Does that mean that Reb Shimon would hold if there is an error between the bayis and the chatzar? Now all of a sudden, we would be goyzer and become aser? It's like tomorrow, no. Reb Shimon the rabbanu kama. Reb Shimon just meant to answer the rabbanu. Lidi di Reb Shimon saying, according to me, lo yirvu, lo yirvu, lo yirvu, would make absolutely no difference. Both yirvu, both lo yirvu. Kalim Shavsu B'chatzar will be mutter to transfer from one chatzar to another chatzar. Why? Because we know Reb Shimon Shitasai, which besides that he holds chatzar to Mavui all in one reshus, he also holds that when you have three chatzars open to each other, there's no gzeir. Although you have Kalim from Reuven in Shimon's chatzar, you may carry from Shimon to Levi. So to here, although there is an Erev from the Bayis to the chatzar, you have Kalei Bayis B'chatzar, he is not goyzer from one chatzar to another chatzar. So according to Reb Shimon, everything is mutter, no difference. Yes, irvu, lo irvu. But he's telling the Rabbanon, el didchu, according to you, Rabbanon, although you are goyzer, where there's a bias, where you have klei bias b'chatzar, where you have an erev, but at least by lo irvu, where you don't have klei bayis b'chatzar, be maskim at least that chatzar and mavui is all one reshus. No, even with his lo yirvu, you don't have a gzeir of klei bayis b'chatzar. Still, we hold chatzar and karfeif, chatzar and mavui are two different reshus, and we also to carry from one to another. Amar mar ubimavui also. We said in this brayse, lashon was that in the mavui it's also. What does this mean in the Mavi itself? Right, we said, like the Chachamim, there's no Erev from the Mavi to the Chatzar, no Shtuf Mavois, it is mutter to carry in the Chatzar, but in the Mavi it is Asr. What does it mean in the Mavi it is Asr? Just like Kayam Shavsub Chatzar can move around the Chatzar, Kayam Shavsub Mavi should be mutter to carry around the Mavi. So why does it say b'movi also, which is mashman the movi itself is also? Let him say eler abzer. Amarav, the amzer amarav, zer amarav said a big chiddush. Movi when you start with boy, although we know kelim shavsu b'chatzer could be moved around the chatzer without an erev, but in the movi itself will be also. Movi when you start with yam talk nel dalanamis, kelim shavsu b'movi will be also to move more than dalanamis. Why? Because he holds kol's man's no shetu from a voice. We give the mavi a din of a caramels. It's also to carry even kelim shavsu b'movi more than dalanamis. Zog the gemara, no ema ula mavi also. It doesn't mean kelim shavsu b'movi in the chatzer in the mavi itself will be also, but rather it means from the chatzer to the mavi would be also. Frank the gemara in Reisha says very clearly in the Reisha that it's also without an air, it's also to carry like a chum from the chatzer to the mavi. Why does it have to repeat it again? The same halacha that without an air, like the chum, we also carry from chatzer to the mavi. Mishnah is saying it's really ainuch and the same halacha again, and it's coming to say a chiddush. Maybe the Rabbanon would only argue on Reb Shimon where there is an Erev from the Bayis to the Chatzar, then they would ask her to carry from Chatzar to Mavui. And it's coming to tell you that when the Rabbanon said it separate Rishuyos, it wasn't just because of a Gzeira of Mani Debatim, but rather because they actually asked her from one Rishus to another Rishus. Obviously, this Chiddush would only go according to Rav that holds this Xer Belayervu, and Mele would be a necessity to say a Chiddush that the Isser of one Chatzar to another Chatzar is Bein Yervu, Bein Loi Yervu.